Every day during the season, we'll give you a heaping help in a baseball conversation. It's a segment that we'll call the Daily Pickle.
I am in a pickle.
We actually get to say that on the radio.
An exclusive presentation of The Rob Dibble Show.
That's tremendous.
PUIs, Dibs.
Yes.
Get the catcher. Trying to go down to the bathroom in the alleyway there. Get him.
Imagine that. Tasing the guy.
Yeah.
Tase me.
When are these zombies going to be equipped?
Yeah, the taser. Yadier Molina was tased so they could check his chest protector.
Well, he did have spider tech. Oh, okay.
No, but that was from his batting gloves. Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
My mistake.
Oh, man. It's going to be ridiculous. Like, it's gonna continue. I like your question where after 2 weeks, we find nothing. Now what?
Now what are you going to do? Oh, well, it was because we were maybe because they never did anything. There's a couple of guys that were talking about it. A couple of guys may have used it. I mean, I just don't buy it. There's just not that many good pitchers in the major leagues right now. I watch a lot of guys come in relief, and they're still stinking up the joint, giving up big bombs. And just the other day, we had three teams scoring double figures. Every night, there's nothing but home runs, but it's just more of a one-dimensional game. You know, yeah, there's a couple guys that move the ball, but there's always been guys that move the ball. I mean, you go back to Bob Gibson's era, there were some guys that could really throw good breaking balls. Then in my era, there's a lot of guys that threw great fork balls. But you know what that did to their arms? It destroyed them. But they had great changeups. Norm Charlton hit that fork ball, and he pitched 17 years in the major leagues. That fork ball blew out his elbow twice. But that fork ball was magical. It used to roll over, and then the bottom would drop out, and I'd be like, I can't throw that pitch. And even if I had some kind of sticky stuff or wet stuff on my – I still couldn't have thrown that pitch. You still have to have the wherewithal to throw it in the strike zone and make it dance. It's even the same thing with a knuckleball. I can't throw a knuckleball. You know what the best knuckleball on our team? Chris Sabo, our third baseman. You know? But we put him in a game one time to pitch, couldn't throw it anywhere near the plate. No chance, even throwing a strike. And we're like, it's not easy to get up on that bump, is it? No, it's not that easy, is it? It's great when you're throwing catch in front of the dugout. Yeah, it's thrilling to see you make a knuckle. But yeah, it's not that easy to stand out there. And we even said the same thing with Jacob DeGrom. Checking these guys and getting in their heads before they have to take the mound. When Heredia hit that shot back at DeGrom, you don't want that guy thinking about something else, that I was just patted down in between innings, you know, because they think I'm cheating. You want that guy out there fielding his position so Heredia doesn't take his face off.
We just had a situation in Major League Baseball while we were giving away or at least getting listeners to pick their pro. The Blue Jays were taking on the Orioles, and one of my new faves, Alek Manoah, I became a fave of this guy against the Boston Red Sox and the Blue Jays in that series. He apparently threw at third baseman Michael Franco, and I don't know exactly if it hit Mike. I haven't seen the pitch, but benches cleared, and there are a lot of people thrown out of this ball game. Charlie Montoya is going to be suspended for a game, the Blue Jays manager, and already Alek Manoah is going to be suspended for 5 games and fined for throwing at the third baseman on Saturday.
Yeah.
This triggered the bench clear, and then on Tuesday they have come down with these
Suspensions. The punishment.
So the suspensions just came down here in the last few minutes.
But on a brighter note for the Blue Jays, guess who's coming back tonight?
Springer?
George Springer. Yes, George Springer is out of rehab. He will bat fifth. And I think he's playing center field or left field. I have to check my notes. But yes, George Springer is in the lineup, and he will play tonight.
Now, he has at-bats, though, this year, right?
Like he had a couple of at-bats, and then he injured the quad. Remember, didn't what he have? A calf injury was the first thing that he had?
Yeah.
By the way, Kevin Plawicki, 10-day IL.
No. So,
but hey, this kid from Connor something or other got called up from Worcester.
Connor Wong?
Connor Wong.
He was part of the Mookie Betts deal.
Whoa. There you go.
I got Springer batting fifth in center field
there you go.
Tonight.
Oh, man. See, I ease him in there. Get him some at bats. Let him run the bases and stuff. Maybe DH him. You know? We don't want him going out there and re-entering the quad muscle.
3 for 15, so he has a few at-bats. He'll be right before Biggio. Not used to batting in that spot of the order, too. It's good to see him back, and putting him in with this lineup that's been dynamite, you know, that's a good thing for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays do need Manoah back. Missing that start's going to be big for them, but they got pretty good pitching staff, too. They may not look like contenders if you just look at their record and how many games back they are from Boston, but they are contenders. They're a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, and once again, it's hard to tell with these umpires' reports and what the way Major League Baseball hands out these suspensions and punishments, what the guy was thinking. You and I, we agree on
intent.
Yeah, intent. But the hitters, yeah, I'm trying to get in there. That's my business. That's my job. So that you can't get full extension. And you're wearing all this protective gear. You got stuff on your hands, and you got gloves on, and you got elbow pads, and you got a big mouth guard now. You might as well have a full football helmet out there. I mean, you know, what are you giving the pitcher? Oh, besides frisking him in between innings, you're giving him nothing. Except suspensions when he does pitch inside. And if that guy's offended, now you were telling me Wade Miley threw some off-speed pitch to Nelson Cruz, and Nelson Cruz was being funny, and he fake-charged the mound. Well, you know, all you got to do is really, if you want to get this guy out, let's just say we're playing the Blue Jays tonight, and in 5 days we come around and say we're the Yankees, and now in 5 days we're going to go and play you in Buffalo. We want to get your best pitcher out of there. We just send in, like, the fifth guy off the bench or something, and we're like, listen, if he pitches inside, charge the mound, we're going to get that guy suspended. That's strategy. You could get aces thrown out and suspended if you want. So Major League Baseball has got to cool their jets on the 5 or 10 day suspensions that they think. First of all, it's not changing the game. No, it's not stopping anybody from doing that. And guys still need to pitch inside. It's never going to change. If I don't pitch inside, I'm not going to be able to pitch in the big leagues that long.
Have you heard of this Joey Votto story?
I have. It's fantastic.
So
he apologizes for being injured.
So explain exactly what happens, why he gets thrown out of the game, and the fan that gets thrown out of the game.
Well, I don't know that story. I do know the story of when the little girl was upset that he got thrown out of the game and, you know, he signed a ball to her,
right,
apologizing for not playing the entire game. But there's another one where he actually, the one fan, I don't know what was going on there, what illness they have. He's such a good dude. He's always taking care of the fans and stuff like that. So what do you got?
Padres fan sitting near the Reds dugout during the incident was also thrown out of the game for what he was saying to the umpire and to Joey Votto and to the Reds. Reds-Padres night, there's a bunch of arguments with the check swing with the umpire. Who's managing the Reds right now?
Oh, that's Bell.
Bell.
David Bell.
Yes. He was on that umpire all night, as most coaches have been, managers have been, for balls and strikes, and this has been, you know, the last 5 years for this act. But I guess Joey Votto gets just as mad and gets heckled a little bit from the Padres fan. Padres fans kicked out along with Joey Votto. He has just been suspended for the game. All these suspensions just kind of came down this afternoon, but only a one-game suspension for Votto. But the cool thing was that he signed the ball for the fan that didn't get to see him play because he gets thrown out. So he apologizes for him.
She cried.
Wait, he said, even Votto says, you know, I lost my control. And for Joey Votto, you know this guy. You know, he doesn't
loses control. That dude, he is as like intense and quiet as anybody. He's got like the Ricky Williams anxiety stuff that he has overcome over the years, but still very reserved dude. So to have him snap, he had to be kind of ticked off.
Did you see the Max Fried story? He is now on the IL because he has a blister on the index finger.
Of course he does, because he doesn't have his foreign substance on his finger anymore. So he had to grip it differently. You know, Roy Oswalt said that's your problem if you can't grip the ball. So, I mean, it's back and forth. It goes back to the collective bargaining agreement. Major League Baseball loves that guys are fighting with guys, that players are fighting amongst themselves. They love that going up to the thing. And I do agree with the guys today that we're just like, why now? Why in the middle of the season? Start this crap in 2022 if you want. Start it April 1st. And then you want to catch all the guys cheating? Fine. How about you don't tell anybody? Here was the problem with the PED stuff. They used to warn the teams, we're going to test you in a week. We're going to do these random urine tests in a week. How is that random? You just told us about it. That's what Major League Baseball is known for doing. But now, okay, let's frisk the pitchers in between innings. Honestly, I agree with this one person that I was going back and forth with on Twitter. I don't care. Check me as much as you want. You know, you're going to get someone pull their pants down, by the way. If you're making me undo my belt and stuff, yeah. Someone's going to do a Steve Lyons and they're going to pull their pants down.
Yes, it's might just be gonna, today.
Yeah, it might be today. It might be tomorrow. I mean, honestly, you didn't want to do this to like some of the guys I play. Norm Charlton would have done something like pick boogers or something like that when you're checking his glove and put boogers in his glove. Go ahead. Check my glove. Maybe I got some dog poop in there. Maybe I've got some other foreign substance in there. I'm telling you right now, if there's jokers out there, somebody is going to do something like nasty. And then the umpires are going to get really ticked off and they're not going to want to do this anymore. That's the way I look at this. Eventually, the umpires will tire of being the police because they don't want to do this. That's not part of their job prerequisite is, oh, yeah, now go out there and Leslie Nielsen these guys and frisk them when they come off the field.
Max Fried placed on the 10-day today. He is supposed to make a start tomorrow against the Mets, but he's going to be scratched from that start.
Did you see Lars Nootbaar is back?
Lars Nootbaar?
No, Nootbaar. But I think he's got one of the best baseball names out there.
Lars Nootbaar.
He's hitting 329, 5 homers, 17 RBI with the St. Louis Cardinals. But how about this? 0 errors and 44 combined chances across all 3 outfield positions with the Cardinals.
Of course he plays for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Lars Nootbaar.
They find Nootbaars out of the sky all the time.
Nootbaars just falling in their lap.
Good for them.
What a name. Nootbaar.
Like Lars Nootbaar this week.
Also plays the drums for Metallica.
Lars Nootbaar. Yes, he does.
That's great.
I'm rooting Lars from the Cardinals and Guido for the Travelers.
I love the Guido. Guido finished 4th. At the open. That was some good stuff. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's find out what's up with the Hartford Yard Goats. Coming up next, Jeff Dooley. We're going to put him in the hot seat. Hartford Yard Goats play-by-play voice. Jeff Dooley. He joins us next on the Rob Dibble Show with Ben Darnell on your afternoon drive. John Gallo on the ones and twos. Thank you for keeping us on the air and listening.